This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's hump day.
I want to start with Vinny.
Why?
What is the update on the... on everything?
Well, there's no...
change?
The news was good yesterday in the press conference for the fire near my house. If you don't know and you're just joining us, I live in Santa Cruz, and the CZU Lightning Complex fire has been burning strong. I can't remember whether we're the second or third largest fire in California history, but whatever it is, it's a big one. And we were evacuated from our house because of it. So the fire press conference they did last night was positive. I don't know the name of the congresswoman that came out, and unfortunately for her, she was also very short, and so she stepped up to the podium.
Oh no!
And there was no seeing her.
Get me a box to stand
on. Well, you know what? I know these things. It's easy for me to say this. I'm sure that's exactly what people do when they're at home listening to our show. You know, that's
right.
Easy to yell, get a mic and step aside. Like, I can't believe you're. What are you doing?
Was it just like her hairdo showing?
It wasn't even her hairdo. It was just the mics were blocking her whole view. But
oh,
she had clearly come out as a politician to view the job the men and women were doing on behalf of the community here. And the job they're doing is unbelievable. And I was like practically welling up listening to her say, like, these men and women are giving it all they got. And some of the stuff that I've seen on video, because I'm obviously here in the morning, but there are people in Santa Cruz showing up to applaud the firemen and women when they show up to change shifts. So as they're changing shifts, there's a whole line of the community there applauding them. Look, if you don't feel that, I don't know what to say, but I'm feeling it. So I assume it's because I'm in it that I feel that so greatly. But anyway, she talked about what a great job they're doing and really, you know, talked them up. I don't even think they needed it, but it was neat to hear. And then they came on and said they're making progress and they're doing great work and they're getting it done. And the weather's, you know, been contributing or helping.
Right.
Their work, and so we're almost at 20% contained now, that's good. And
yeah, and what do they do it at the same time every day? Are you going to get an update at some point today?
They do it at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. So there's another one coming up here, and you know, if I can pull off for a second, I probably will look at it. But
more likely 6:30. You'll
right, and it doesn't. You know, look, I know there's a bunch of fires burning here in California. My aunt who wrote in yesterday at the end of the show, she was saying there's fires burning in you know, Colorado. I guess not to be upstaged. I don't know. I was awful. I'm sorry to hear that. But so it's the sky is smoky throughout California, and I'm aware of that.
Question.
And
right.
Hopefully you're able to get the info you need through either local television news or Twitter or Facebook, but watching Cal Fire work from this seat now for the first time has, it's more impressive than ever. So it's cool, and I can't thank them enough for the work they're doing. And man, we're
humans
just,
are quite impressive.
Yeah,
in so many
no
ways
doubt.
That we've set up these systems where people come in and fight fires while other people flee for their lives.
Well, you know, and one of the things that's impressive about it, and I don't know enough, and I think that's what this congresswoman got to see firsthand. And so, you know, I guess I was too distracted by the fact that I couldn't see her and was yelling, step
right.
aside, step aside from that podium. Come on.
I could never pick you out of a lineup.
I couldn't pick her out. No. Oh. I mean, you'd think politicians, their first job.
I bring my own block with me.
Right. I mean, come on. Bullhorn,
everywhere I
whatever.
Go, I bring a box to stand on.
I know
I need it.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, they've just done incredible work. And I, you know, this is me because I'm a doof. You imagine a firefighter with a hose and just aiming it at a flame.
Yep.
And there's the firefighting. But they actually put up lines and try to do
right.
fire breaks and direct
yep.
the fireplaces. And so some of the work has nothing to do with the hose. And
right.
It's impressive stuff. So anyway, sorry it took 15 minutes answering your question. Everything
no,
here is
I listen.
Cool. How are you?
We all want to know what's going on. You know, and frankly, I've got some crazy S going on in my life, and I appreciate this show as a massive distraction to it. It's you know, COVID's real, people.
Yeah,
it
I'm
is,
sorry to hear that.
It is freaking real. It's I mean, there's hope. But there's also hospitals and Remdesivir. Is that the one that
Remdesivir? I can't remember now. We had it for a minute.
I know when it was in the news all the time. That's being administered, and that's supposed to speed people through this.
Uh huh.
It's not. It's a treatment of sorts.
You're talking about someone in your family now.
I am, and one of three people with a major case. A very unhoax-like case. Weird.
Huh. I'm curious, and you don't have to answer, and I'm not asking because I'm trying to. Look, there's no point in being right on this one, but I do wonder if the attitude has changed at all, because for a while there were pictures coming of outdoor restaurants and bars and things that were almost designed to say, you dummies.
Yeah, horrifyingly, Vinny, it hasn't changed much. I will
wow.
say that the basic line is the same one. And I don't know if that's defensive because they've taken that line so hard in the past.
Right.
But it's fairly heartbreaking to see what something that should have bound us together the way 9/11 did. You mentioned this the other day, like these are things that we're supposed to come together on. We're all supposed to make the right decision, and we're all supposed to support each other and do the things that keep each other safe. And that is, it has become a political divide where someone without a mask on has the gall to say that I'm not a patriot because I have one on. I swear I cannot reconcile it. But what I can do is make cute videos and sing oldies and send the videos to the people that are suffering. That's really all I can do. I can't visit. Neither can the people who share the home with that person. I can just try to make that person laugh. And look, when this is all over, I'll tell you all about it. But honestly, I'm so close to crying right now that it's not even funny. Because this person is, you know, look, for every family, nobody wants to lose anyone.
No, so anyway, and you know, I think one of the really big trips by this is that when a person in your family ends up sick, they also get whisked away to privacy. Or quarantine is probably
other people in the family were surprised that was, I can't go in. I can't. I'm like, yeah, that's how it works. They go in the hospital and they don't know, they don't see anyone they know ever again. It's, I am sorry, I've got to not talk about it. I'm honestly, this is Sarah acting like she's handling things. This is what I'm going through right now. So yeah. From 3,000 miles away. So sorry, honestly, that's clearly everyone is look on top of all of this. California's on fire, and every time I step outside, I'm reminded of what everyone else is going through. So it's this year sucks. F 2020.
Well, that was already the 2020 locked up worst year award,
dude.
Months
like
ago,
March 20th.
Yeah, months ago. So that's
things
already,
sucks.
Yeah,
it's just it's doing things further to sew up its prize or its trophy. But yeah, it's not been good in any.
No, it
way.
Hasn't. And I just really feel like, and I think that for me, the biggest tragedy in this is how insanely mishandled it has been by our government. It has made me lose faith in our government. I mean, as though, it wasn't already a corrupt money thing. I mean, just a bunch of power hungry people, sort of loosely acting like that they had our best interests in mind. Clearly they don't. And it's the first time I've ever thought to myself, I got to find another country to live in. And then I talk to people who live in other countries, and they're like, "Nah, it's pretty bad here too." Yeah. You know, there's a pretty big divide. It's like cutting us all in half.
The point in the story I was telling you earlier about the government, I wish I should have just gotten her name, but I was too distracted that everyone sat there letting her talk behind the podium, and she couldn't even see her
without dragging that milk crate over.
I don't know why someone didn't just hand. Anyway, one of the things, the point she was trying to make is, and she did make it actually by the end of her little speech, but she was trying to say, this is your government working. These are government employees putting their life on the line for you, and they're doing a spectacular job. That's
all
what
right.
she was
well,
trying to
you
say.
You know what? And I actually agree with her, and there are things we need a government for. The power struggle in D.C. and the divide that it's caused between normal, everyday Americans, where and honestly, I blame social media and these ridiculous editorializing news, quote-unquote news outlets, for much of this divide. What they need for ratings is chaos and conspiracy theories, and it's just the ugliness of it. When you think about seeing someone in trouble and pulling your car over and doing what you can to help, you're not first asking, well, what are your political affiliations? Should I just let you die here? Like, that's not who we are as, and not just Americans, human beings. Like, bottom line, these idiots of mine that live in Florida are still my family and people that I love and care about. And as long as we don't talk about politics, we're fine. So why should politics drive this whole country apart? For the most part, we have 99% of everything in common. And then we have these stupid people twisting our dials and winding us up over things that they're making up to get ratings. I'm just like flabbergasted by the whole thing. Oh God, I've gone down a rabbit hole. We're going to have such a fun show today. Seriously, I promise. I know. I can't wait to start like laughing and
Well, one of the things that I was going to mention while we were talking here is, and I know women in particular have been very close to the smoke, but I've also seen it clearer, and this morning I woke up and it was particularly smoky again. So I'm assuming that's a wind shift.
Yeah.
And so that's fine. But what I've also been experiencing, and I thought I would share this because I'm assuming quite a few of you are as well, is that, and maybe you didn't smoke cigarettes, so you don't know what I'm about to mention, but I've got that after a party, cigarettes
in your lungs, right?
Lung thing going, which, during a pandemic where the sickness attacks your lungs, it's certainly brought back that paranoia where I'm like, is this the smoke or did I get it? Did I finally catch it? So I don't know if you're all feeling that, but I'm definitely feeling that, like, oh man, this better just be the smoky air.
It's the smoky air. You're fine. You guys have been really good about this whole thing. And frankly, the corona thing and being isolated, the smoke, yesterday it cleared up again late in the afternoon. I want to say it was over the weekend that we really, like, you couldn't go outside. You could barely see across the yard. And mm-hmm. we had, you know, it was that, like, you can't quite break a full breath off, you know? It's like, it's right there. And, you know, the only other time I've ever experienced that is the year or two that I lived in L.A., where it was just like, wow, I've never had dirt hanging in the air to the point where I couldn't take a full breath. It's awful. And you just think about your kids and
their quality for sure.
Their little lungs sucking that in. Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. So
I feel like I'm old enough. Whatever, lay it on me. I've lived a nice life, but I think about, like, you know, your kids in general. You know, with their little pink lungs and their innocence. Ugh, it's gross.
Well, you do all you can do. I mean, this situation isn't created. A lot of times I have to remind myself, look, I didn't do this, and right. I'm just trying to roll. All I can do is roll with it. Believe me, I have plenty of thoughts about, I like order. I like control. I like organization. These are the things that I've come to grow. This is how I function, I should say. And chaos does not work for me. It used to. I used to love waking up at the last minute and grabbing pants and walking out the door in my underwear and seeing what the day brings. But I don't have that in me anymore. I need to have my oatmeal.
Well, you got a beautiful wife and a beautiful house. And
I gotta have
two
my
beautiful children.
You know, my cup of coffee with the right amount, and I don't know how to explain it.
Well,
but
you're not a kid anymore, Vin. Turns out, you know, by the time you hit 50, you've settled down a bit and you like things the way you like them. Isn't that a weird phenomenon?
So we're scattered all over the place and I'm functioning with less than the normal, you know, things that I would like to be using, especially for this show. But, you know, it just is what it is.
How's your wife doing? I mean, is it weird? Like, I know you're sleeping at the apartment doing your show and then heading to Monterey where she's hunkered down.
We hung out all day yesterday.
How's her state of mind?
And she's, you know, she's doing good. She's trying to work, even though that it's next to impossible.
Right. Two babies.
But they're hanging out, and I went to Walmart yesterday because it's on the way to where I was headed. And so I stopped off and just bought a bunch of paper and crayons and stuffs, all the things I could grab that would
be. You hit the arts and crafts aisle?
I did. I bought do you remember Simon, the little buzzer game with the lights?
Yes. Oh, I love Simon. What fun.
I picked up one of those, and the good old a ball. Here's a ball.
Oh, a ball.
Figure out what to do with it.
You know what? You should get them a puppy. Drop that off at the house.
Sure.
You got a ball, you need a dog. That's a great idea.
Anyway.
That sounds like a great idea.
No, that's not a good idea. So we hung out until, and we all had dinner together, and then I came back here and they started their bedtime routines, and I watched a little basketball and played a little guitar, and then and did a little reading and hit the hay.
Yeah.
There's a day.
Boy, these days, you know, I was trying to think, they're really kind of blending together, aren't they? When the scenery doesn't change much, it's very it's easy to sort of get lost in. When did that happen? Was that last week? Was that yesterday?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I guess I'm looking forward to everyone being safe and sound here and everywhere that I have problems with people. And I know it's a ways off, but I am trying to look positively toward the future where maybe things are a little different than they used to be, but we all get our ass back together and life goes. Don't play that. That sounds, I'm not trying to give an turn it off. Never mind. I'm done. I'm done talking.
Keep going. Can you keep going? I need you to finish this.
Everything's going to be okay.
I'm hanging on all your words. Please go.
No, you're not. Stop it. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
You finish that speech.
No, it's all going to be fine. That's the end of it.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.